May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 27. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Let thy bright beams arise. Dispel the darkness from our minds and open all our eyes. Hymn number 27.
Thank you. Let us read the word of God, the Psalm number 73. Psalm 73. Truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, for there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore is people returned hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment, they are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I, and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion for ever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Amen.
Let us now sing hymn 754. Holy Comforter, descend. Testify of Christ the Lamb. From the foe our hearts defend, and with zeal our hearts inflame. Hymn 754.
Precious name of Jesus. O God, our Heavenly Father, hear us. O look in mercy upon us as we plead for Jesus' sake. O grant us the prayer of faith, Lord. We may believe we shall have the petitions that we ask of thee. Who knoweth we feel to be in great need. Lord, who is sufficient for these things, we feel so much our insufficiency. Lord, we do have in our heart, we trust a desire, and we hope an exercise to worship thee this night, our triune God. Oh, do grant us a true spirit of worship. Melt our hearts in gratitude to thee, Lord, as we would acknowledge thou hast not cut us off and cast us away, what we so much deserve to be. But thou art long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. Lord, though thou hast had to deal with us, some of us, solemnly, yet, Lord, we hope as Asaph had. We hope we know and have that favour nevertheless. Lord, as he was so given to know and feel and acknowledge, confessing his sin, I was as a beast before thee. Lord, what a way. We have no boast, Lord, of being anything better. Oh, sins within us and all about us. We are so troubled and burdened by it. The trouble of indwelling sin. The reality, solemn reality, that we are so prone to wander and depart from thee, the living God, we would so easily do if left to ourselves and make shipwreck of faith, Lord. Lord, as we've just sung Henry Fowler's hymn, we think of another theme. Oh, of Henry Fowler. Oh, contrite hearts will not dissemble. God has slain them with his sword. And Lord, we hope we can acknowledge that. Thou hast slain us with thy sword. Pierced us, Lord. Cut our consciences, dealt with us, we know, in love and mercy, with the painfulness of the experiencing of it. But Lord, all in love and not in anger, to give us an expected end. Oh, we trust we do believe this. And within the nevertheless, as Asaph had, is the same theme. You know, if there we were led in considering things this morning, and how there was shown us so much since then, how different we so much are, Lord, what thou didst set in thy perfect example, and all thy sufferings and all thy agonies thou didst suffer, all thou didst endure in the way of thy suffering, to bring in full salvation for the church, thy sufferings and death and thy glorious resurrection. All that we hope we can still consider more tonight. Lord, oh, all the wonders, the riches of thy grace, the wonders of redeeming love. Oh, Lord, we beg, we may be so led into these wonders tonight. Wonders of grace to God belong. And as our dear friend has upon his spirit to have the four hymns tonight, and that theme, Lord, of those first two hymns we've sung, Lord, oh, we look to thee, Holy Spirit, raise the dead, the captive free, from the mighty take the prey, teach the weak to watch and pray. Lord, do come tonight, and suit thy blessing, Lord, to cases here. May there truly be those cases, Lord, according to thy dealing with one and another. According to what we heard this afternoon, those words in Philippians, it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Lord, oh, we beg thee, do come then last and favour us here. May there be a portion for six and for seven and for eight. Suit thy blessing to each case, Lord. Come and do us good, Lord, here tonight, that we may have that great reason, purpose to glorify thee, our God, our triune God, to praise God from all, from whom all blessings flow. Oh, Lord, help us. Give us to have a note, a blessed note of praise here tonight to our triune God. Lord, do so come then and suit thy blessing to us each. Lord, them knoweth we are mindful to remember friends who are not with us tonight. Who knoweth how the plague has come close, Lord, and affecting one and another. Oh, them knoweth we tremble before thee acknowledging it. But Lord, we do beg, do be with each one, any that are feeling unwell. Oh, do thou come with thy healing. Oh, may we be saved from the plague, Lord, we beg and kept. We solemnly are aware, Lord, of the fact thy judgments are upon us, upon the whole land. Lord, the book of the prophet Isaiah has it in it. When the Lord's judgments are upon the land, the people of the land learn righteousness. Oh, yes, Lord, we acknowledge thy righteous purpose. Thou art always righteous in all thy ways, in all thy dealings with thy people especially, and upon all the earth. Thy righteous will and purpose shall be known. Lord, hear thy voice is upon the waters, Lord. Oh, hear that there the God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. Lord, oh, we pray that we may solemnly acknowledge it. Oh, we may be blessed to be among those who understand. For the wicked shall not understand, but the wise shall understand. We pray for that wisdom, that heavenly wisdom, the wisdom that which is from above, which we read in James' epistle. It's first pure, then peaceable, easy to be entreated, and without hypocrisy, and upbraideth not. Oh, give us that wisdom, Lord. Thou knowest thou put it in that way through the dear apostle, dear James, Lord, thou didst put it in that way. Oh, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Oh, hear our asking, Lord, our pleading. We do feel to lack wisdom. We feel to be so much in lack of much. But thou dost give the graces of the Spirit. We plead, we beg, we may have that favour, Lord, of thy opening thy hand and giving all what we need. And that those graces of the Spirit may be as flourishing within us, Lord, to so cause us to be different to what we would be by and in our natural state. Subdue the old man, Lord, may grace reign. Come, Lord, and reign o'er us as King, and accomplish thy will. Lord, do so come to us each year tonight. We pray, I pray for the dear younger friends, the dear young people here. Lord, thou hast given little babes, Lord, in recent days. We pray for them, Lord, and the young people, Lord. Oh, do bless them, Lord. Could it please thee with thy fear in their young and tender days. It be thy will, Lord, we look for this, we pray for this, that thou wilt give in each and all, if it could please thee, to be concerned about their never dying souls. You know, with how we had it in the hymns this morning, the solemn words of acknowledgement of eternity, tremendous sound, to guilty souls a dreadful wound. And Lord, oh, the question, art thou ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? Oh, bless the young people. Bless us each and all, Lord. Any older ones that have been attending the means of grace all their days. Oh, but if there are any who are not yet quickened into life spiritually, oh, how solemn to go on all these years, not really knowing anything of the saving grace of God. Lord, do appear. Quicken souls and make them cry, Jesus, save me or I die. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. Lord, thou hast thy servants here, the dear deacons, and they are praying for this. Lord, we witness it, we hear it. And Lord, we believe the members of the church. We pray, Lord, that there may be the favour of the Lord working in answer to prayer here. Oh, that thy work may yet appear, Lord, here. We bless thee for what thou hast done. Now thou hast constrained by thy love those that have been exercised that they should come forth and have come forth and followed thee and put thee on by an open profession. We think of how thou didst cleanse those 10 lepers and only one returned, Lord, to give thanks. And they just asked that question, where are the nine? Lord, who knoweth what there was done? Lord, those that cannot be hid because of what there was done, Lord, do so work, and by thy wonderful love constrain. There may be those yet to testify, come and hear all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he's done for my soul. Who knoweth, even at this time, which is a time of much sorrow here in the cause of truth here, as we mourn the loss of a dear beloved sister in the faith, Lord, them knoweth her heart and mind in love is so much toward our friends of the family, a dear friend and brother and his family, Lord. Oh, we pray, Lord, comfort them with the comfort of thy love, we believe thou art and wilt. Lord, especially help them on Tuesday. Lord, if we can come and join with them in love, Lord, we pray we may feel thy blessed favour, the comfort of thy love. We may feel it together. Oh, we may know it, feel it, prove it, Lord. Oh, thy favour, thy goodness, that thou hast done that wonderful work of grace in our dear late sister and took her home. Lord, oh, as we mourn with joy mixed and mingled with our mourning, because of the work of grace. Lord, hear us, help us, oh, give us that blessed sympathy. And Lord, with all what is felt, Lord, according to nature, let us consider thee, touch with a sympathy within. He knows our feeble frame. He knows what sore temptations mean, for he has felt the same. Oh, thy holy sympathy. We think of thy word, Lord, as a dear, beloved friend and brother preached here recently. Jesus wept. Lord, thou knowest. We would look to thee and be at thy feet and feeling that favour and self-renouncing and grace admiring and acknowledging thee, our God and Saviour. His heart is made of tenderness. His bowels melt with love. So, Lord, help us. Help us now, Lord, in this service. We may feel thy favour, Lord, of thy presence here. And do seek thy blessing to each case, Lord. And feed precious souls here tonight. May there be those royal dainties on the gospel table. Lord, do spread the table. Help us to preach, Lord, thy word that thou dost pour in. Give us the enabling to pour out, that thou mightest so grant to thy people thy blessing, thy favour. And mightest come with blessing that there might not be room enough to receive it, if it be thy will, Lord. Oh, do so come. May we so glorify thee in this service, our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lord, help us thus. Oh, give us of thy spirit as we've desired in the hymns. May the Holy Spirit testify of Christ the Lamb. May he take of the things of Jesus and reveal them unto us here tonight. We pray for all thy people throughout the world. Who knoweth thine own, Lord. We pray for each of thy servants on the walls of Zion this evening hour. Thy people in all the whole world, Lord, them knoweth thee. Friends in the eastern lands, Lord, as we've thought of our friend, Lord, as we heard of the earthquake, and emailed our friend, dear Joe, in Australia. I'm pleased to know that they are all right. They were kept safe. Lord, thou knowest that earthquake that they felt march in Melbourne, and our friend was walking when it struck, and the ground trembled under him. Lord, we thank thee for thy keeping. The Lord, they have retired from the Lord's day now. But our friends in the western lands are in the earlier part of the day. The Lord, thou hast thy wonderful purpose being omnipresent. Oh, thy omnipresence, thy omniscience, thy greatness, thy glory, thy purpose, Lord, in all the earth. Bless thy people, feed them also, and lift them up forever. We ask, begging forgiveness of all our sins and shortcomings, plead in the precious name of Jesus, and for his sake. Amen.
Hymn number 136. Dear refuge of my weary soul, on thee when sorrows rise, on thee when waves of trouble roll, my fainting hope relies. Hymn 136.
Thank you.
as the Lord may help me, friends, I would direct you to some words we've read in the psalm. That is Psalm 73. And naming for the text this evening the words of the 25th verse. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. We name that as the text, friends, as the Lord may help us to consider it, but also, of course, needful it is to consider some of the surrounding context, and especially to acknowledge ere Asaph was in much confession of how he had been. Of course, he was, as he acknowledges, without any reserve, he acknowledges clearly he was envious at the wicked. Have you been? Have I been envious at the wicked? You know, there are many things, many statements here which solemnly apply regarding us. We cannot claim we're different, for all of us are born in sin and chafing in iniquity, and we are in that dead state as in and by nature until God quickened us, we hope. There's that we must acknowledge and confess of how we've been, and even after we were quickened into life, called by grace, what we have, how we've fallen, how we've slipped and slidden and backslidden. Friends, there's so much we all need to solemnly acknowledge and confess. But of course here, though Asaph makes confession of much, he is a true born child of God. And he comes to the point where he is able to acknowledge it. He comes to the point after saying, so foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. But then the 23rd verse, nevertheless, I am continually with thee. And this is the fact of God's people who are born of the Spirit, born from above. Oh, truly, as the psalm begins, God is good to Israel. Oh, is Israel born from above? He's good to Israel. Extremely, wonderfully, marvellously good God is to Israel, they're his people. That's the Israel born from above, I mean. The Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance and named Israel. Oh, God's true born children. The God the Father's family. Oh, God is good to Israel. And oh, if we are blessed to be among them, if God has manifested it to us that we're among the true Israel of God, then we will agree with Asaph what he says in the opening statement. God is good to Israel. Oh, yes. Can you say God is good to you? Has he been good to you? Have you known, has God granted you the experience to know and prove him good to you? Oh, has he not? He's not left us in the ruins of the fall. Friends, can you acknowledge it? Can you acknowledge tonight that there is that reality that you know by experience what God's done in you and for you? He's not left you in the ruins of the fall. He's been good to you, so good to you. Having thus in great mercy set his love upon us, his love and mercy from everlasting to everlasting. And in time he makes it manifest by his working, his first work, and his going on to be gracious in his people. Now are you in the secret of this favour? God is so wonderfully good to you. Goodness, immortal and divine, the bliss of endless day, that's ultimately the Lord our God will make to pass before us in the way, before his people in the way. What What have you learned in the way of your pilgrimage? As God, did God begin it? It was not the will of man. My soul's new heavenly birth began. Can you acknowledge that? And can I? I believe Asaph could. And the way he gives testimony of it is blessed. Here it is, blessed statements. Oh, acknowledging his sin, acknowledging who he was, and how he come to, though he was envious at the foolish and envious at the wicked, as it were, until he went, he says, into the sanctuary of God. And then he was given to see their end. And what a difference it made. It's a work, an operation of the Spirit, God dealing with him. God working, beginning to work in him. And he realised then, have we been brought under God's solemn, wonderful teaching to realise and know what state we're in and what we are in a state of need, spiritual need. Friends, has God so dealt with you to bring you into spiritual need? Oh, are you born of the Spirit? Are you in the favour, as we read here, the difference that was so wrought and brought to be in his life and in his state and condition? And here, this is what God does in every one of his people that he set his love upon. He changes the heart, he renews the will, and he turns the feet to Zion's hill. There is these solemn acknowledgements. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. We won't go on to much. Elaborate upon that, friends. What he was as a beast before the Lord was solemn. And you will know it. If you know it, and have you felt it, how solemn it is. But what is so wonderful, God's will and purpose, nevertheless, I am continually, nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by thy right hand. Who are God's children continually with him? It says he keeps them alive. He who first made us, can we say it? He who first made us spiritually, quickened us, made us alive spiritually. He still keeps us alive. None can keep alive his own soul. Friends, are you in this? Nevertheless, there's all the awful things of what we are by nature, what we were and what we are still. And here we are so prone to wander, and so much, if we're left to the dictates of our old carnal nature, oh, here we are and will be as a beast before the Lord. But oh, he has purpose to save us. His purpose to deal with us, to work in us, like the word in Philippians, to will and to do of his good pleasure. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? You would have noticed the exercise given to the hymn writers that we've had the hymns, those first two hymns, and the acknowledgement of looking to the Lord, the Holy Spirit coming down, and the Holy Spirit giving prayer, the Holy Spirit giving the child of God exercise to pray to God and to seek the Lord and to be in dependence upon God and be asking for what we need, as the Holy Spirit's influence is so effective in the child of God, to make them know and feel their need to pray, their need to go to that one who is in heaven, now highly exalted, and given a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. And friends, this is it, you see. Though this, of course, is Old Testament scripture, yet it bespeaks of what is so to be in all the days of God's time in how he works. And as I believe we can say in New Testament days, as we are favoured to be in the new dispensation, really too, we should know and prove we have even more light than Old Testament saints. And so these words can be understood and as an acknowledgement of the people of God, those Old Testament saints, and all the people of God. Think of what we've read this morning in the great high priestly prayer of Christ. Oh, he bespeaks of those that should yet believe on him. Oh, those that shall yet be brought into the things that he gives that blessed holy utterance to. All what he prays for, that they whom thou hast given me may be with me where I am and behold my glory. And that means all that God has given him, those that had already been dealt with as Old Testament saints, and those yet to be born again, every one of God's election of grace, they must and shall be brought to believe in Christ and to depend upon him for their salvation. Oh, and to know and taste redeeming love. This is the purpose of God, the will of God for his people. And so, friends, who have I in heaven but thee? And to consider this as a word the Holy Spirit gave to this psalmist. And here the Holy Spirit today gives such exercise and such words he gives to his people to acknowledge under the influence of the Spirit, the teaching of the Spirit. Whom have I in heaven but thee? As the Lord so dealt with you to make you feel this, do you know that your God is in heaven, that God Jehovah is your God, especially too as regarding and for your pleading. You're pleading, you're begging, you're praying. Whom have I in heaven but thee? He's looking to your intercessor. He's looking to your advocate. He's looking to your mediator. He's looking to your great high priest. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And God, your heavenly Father, and I hope I can say my heavenly Father, accepts us in his beloved Son. Oh, the favour then is known, the blessed favour by the Spirit, that the child of God is favoured to know and feel some measure of assurance and blessed hope, hope beyond the grave. Oh, prospect of heaven, foretaste of heaven, prospects of peace and foretaste of heaven the Holy Spirit gives to the child of God. Whom have I in heaven but thee? A wonderful favour of this is that we are blessed to know that our Lord came to this earth, lived that perfect life he lived, and wrought the robe of righteousness, and went to the cross and shed his holy blood, and paid the price for the redemption of the church, redeemed the people, the church to God. Oh, he's in heaven now. Whom have I in heaven but the risen and exalted Lord, who is at the right hand of the Father, who pleads all what he is, all what he's done, and all what he's doing now, in and on behalf of his people. Whom have I in heaven but thee? There is none upon earth whom I desire beside thee. Of course, the work and the way of the Spirit in working in precious souls will be to teach, to cause them to know and to feel the preciousness of Christ. We were trying to preach to the friends at Norwich upon it, and to you therefore which believe he is precious. And all the favour of being brought by the Spirit into the favour of true believing, believing to the saving of our souls. It's upon the grounds of the sacrifice of Christ, all what he has wrought and brought in for the church, his saving grace. He makes known in his people, blesses them to believe in him. Him, the Lord, the Saviour, the Redeemer, he's so precious to us. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth I desire beside thee. Of course we have family relationships, we have the relationship of marriage, which is rightly entered into holy matrimony, and we love our dear closest loved ones. Of course we do, it's right we do. But oh, is it the Son of God first? Is it the Lord Jesus first? Is he the object? Sweet theme, I used to love to quote it and still do. Object of my first desire. Jesus crucified for me. All the happiness aspire only to be found in thee. Oh, not in nature, power or art. Nothing that can be compared with him, compared with Christ. In all beside, no comeliness I see. The one thing needful, dearest Lord, is to be one with thee. Whom have I in heaven but thee? The Lord Jesus Christ. You know, of course we must be careful. It's God Jehovah. But you know, what is so wonderful is when the Son is honoured. The Father is honoured too. When the favour by the Spirit is so felt and the child of God Christ made so precious, then there's that which is felt too, that the Father gave his Son to die. The willing Son obeyed. The witness there, which is the Holy Spirit, to ratify the purchase Christ has made, so the child of God has exercised to praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And when we are given to praise and bless redeeming love, of course it is in honour to God the Father and the Blessed Spirit for making love divinely known. All is so brought to being. An exercise of worship and praise of our triune God. Oh, whom have I in heaven but thee? To know the true God. As the Lord in his blessed prayer state, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Oh, to know my Jesus crucified. By far excels all things beside. All the things, friends, that you have to be involved in. Some of you, your business lives, your pathways, your daily things, your daily lives. But whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth whom I desire beside thee. The Lord works to give his people to have the priority right and good in the fear of God, that he is so precious. Jesus is the one thing needful. I without him perish must. And your prayer will be, Holy Spirit, make me heedful. Help me in his name to trust. Whom have I in heaven but thee? What a favour it is. See the concern the Holy Spirit gives to the child of God. Is to be looking to God in heaven. Oh, he that dwells on high, he there, God Jehovah, inhabiteth eternity, filleth immensity, sitteth on the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? God rules and reigns among the inhabitants of the earth and the armies of men. None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? But oh, this great God, God gives to his people to know this great God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. And this so blessedly affects them and sanctifies them and does in them such that is so needful, according to the will of God, the purposes of God's love and mercy, is sanctified by the Spirit, at all. Bless their favour. They know God. They know his love. They love him in return. We love him because he first loved us. Oh, whom have I in heaven but thee? There is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. And what is it you desire? You want his presence. You want to walk and talk with him. You want to hear his voice. Some of you have heard his voice. He's spoken to you. You may be able to say, with confidence of faith, I know it's not one of our hymns, but wonderfully if it is given us in such confidence, I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice. Thou hast shown thy love to me. What a favour if it is so. How blessed you are. How favoured you are. Hear the voice of the Son of God. How he speaks. What he spoke, how he spoke to different characters. I love thee well, my child. Thou art mine. How he spoke, fear not, I am with thee. How the words of Old Testament scripture, fear not, I am with thee, be not dismayed, I am thy God, I'll strengthen thee, help thee. He will do this. He promises, the promises he speaks. Oh, exceeding great and precious promises. God speaks to his people. Have you heard his voice? Well, I can tell you this, and I believe you will have to agree. If you've heard his voice once, you want to hear it again. You want him to speak again. You want him to speak to confirm what he's already said. You need fresh tokens, we all do. We're sinners, we still heap up sins. We have guilt upon our conscience oft. We need the Lord to come and reassure us of his love. Oh, to renew his former mercies. Oh, as he is, as we've been singing, dear refuge of my weary soul. Oh, what a refuge he is. And oh, everything that we have in the favour by God's grant of faith, believing in God, believing in Christ. Oh, it's all by that blessed favour, faith granted to believe. He speaks, he gives faith to believe and to hear his voice. To receive from his fullness, to feed upon him by faith, to live upon his merits and cast our care upon him. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And really, it's the consideration, friends, of God, God's love, his loving kindness to his people. And oh, here we would be in praise of our God singing. His loving kindness, oh how great. His loving kindness, oh how free. Can you acknowledge it? You know it, you've proved it, you've experienced it. The loving kindness of the Lord. Oh, there are those words which bespeak of this. Those words at the end of the 107th Psalm. Who so is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. And what are the things that we must observe? Oh, those things of toiling and rowing, and tribulation, the angry billows of the sea, oh, the wind, the waves, the tumult, oh, trouble, soul trouble. Our soul is melted because of trouble. The experiences that God's people have bring them to be having to look to the Lord in heaven, to look to him, begging of him, begging for grace, begging for help in time of need, casting all their burden upon him, committing their way on him. Whom have I in heaven but thee? There is none upon earth I desire beside thee. And to know his presence, to know his being with us, his leading us on, is keeping us. Oh God, the God of all grace. Theme of the hymn, which is so precious to my dear one. Oh God of grace, of love immense, who free his favours to dispense, I to his mercy seek repair, since there was said I'll meet thee there. You know, those following verses, and there's much depth in them. And the verse that has been so much, so blessed to us is, should I go mourning to the grave, 'twere just yet, Lord, from darkness side, does not his tender word express, I will not leave you comfortless. This is the blessed Son of God, our Lord, our Saviour. You know, if we think of it with our dear friends, if we know what it is to go mourning to the grave, but oh, the wonderful comfort. He does say this, he gives his people to know it. I will not leave you comfortless. The words, of course, of the Lord in John 14, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. And what does it mean? It says, I believe it is this that it states, I will not leave you orphans, I will not leave you to be on your own, I will not leave you comfortless. Whom have I in heaven but thee? There is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. And so, friends, the favour is experiencing the presence of the Lord, experiencing his giving us grace, he's giving us, and we proving his grace sufficient. It's the favour of relying upon God. And the Son of God, our Saviour. It's the favour of knowing the Father's love and feeling the favours as the Spirit of God testifies of Christ. As the Spirit gives all what the sinner needs, gives the graces of the Spirit, faith and hope and love, and maintains the child of God in the way. Oh, keeping their souls alive, as we've said. But none of us can keep alive our own soul. And leading us and guiding us all this world, tempestuous sea. Leading us on as we pray for it. Lead us in the way everlasting, he does. Because he's ever caring for them. He careth for you. Peter's words are precious. Been precious to many. Casting all your care upon him. He careth for us. He careth for you. He does. This is his holy heart of love. His holy purpose to care, to keep his people, to bless them. All sufficient is our Jesus, though our sins are black as hell. From pollution he can save us, and from Satan's deepest cell, he on Calvary cancelled all his people's sins. And the favour of the Spirit grants application of the remedy for sin, the precious blood of Jesus. This is what it is that God does for his people, and so that they are melted in gratitude and praise of their God, thankful, oh, in that way for all the wonderful way of God's salvation, oh, the favour to praise redeeming love. To know our salvation wrought and brought for us by the sacrifice of Christ, and that he in heaven now there intercedes for us. He's in heaven in his offices. Oh, we can rely upon him. Our friend Mr. Graham Cottingham preached this afternoon upon the advocacy of Christ, and oh, how good it was, and how this is. Was near to my heart in these things today. And oh, how wonderful it is, our Lord in heaven. Whom have I in heaven but thee? Oh, we look to him. We pray to him. We pray to God our Father, pleading his precious name. And he pleads for us. He intercedes. He stands between. In garments dyed in blood. Is he instead of us is seen when we approach the God. And so we're favoured to gain the ear of God our Father. You know, in John's Gospel, as we mentioned John's Gospel tonight, you know, there were those words, the Lord's own words. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. But God's dear people do come unto the Father. They do find access to God, their Heavenly Father, because God, the Holy Spirit, gives them to plead the precious name of Jesus, to plead for Jesus' sake. Jesus is the way to God. Jesus is the way to bliss. All the church's way has trod down from Adam's day to this. So, friends, whom have I? See how it was to Asaph personal. Now, with us each here, is it a personal exercise, friends, that you have? Is it your soul? Do you say, it's my soul? Oh, my soul. And all is at stake. I want to be right. I do not want to be found wanting at last. It's my soul. Whom have I? Oh, the question of it, the needful question. Whom have I? And is it really, truly, by the wonderful way and teaching of the Spirit, that's Jesus Christ, is in heaven at God's right hand. He's all, he's your all and in all. And he's your only hope. He is your Lord, your life and your all. Oh, is it so? Is it truly so? Whom have I? You may think like this, well, there are those being able to testify and tell of what they have hope, of hope in Jesus Christ. Those that are favoured much and we hear of their testimonies. But what about me? Oh, is it, I mean, all the days of chapel going, of years of chapel going. Some of you especially, I think of you in love and desire for you. Does this question come to you solemnly? Whom have I in heaven but thee? Is he your Lord in heaven? Is your hope built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness? Is it true there is none upon earth that you desire beside him, the Son of God, the Saviour? Friends, they are very important questions. Because it's very, very solemnly sad if we go on in a profession of religion just taking it for granted that we'll be all right at the end. We need a passport for heaven, friends. And I believe that it is God alone who signs, seals the passport of the child of God for heaven. You need to know and have experience of God's love and mercy. You need to know, have the experience of sin, conviction of sin. And then you need the favour of sin forgiven. If any sin remains unpardoned, that character can never go to heaven. Nothing there shall in no wise enter into heaven anything that defileth or maketh a lie. We must be washed, cleansed, clothed in the righteousness of Christ to be made ready for heaven, to be admitted to heaven, welcomed home to heaven. Even though, like Asaph, you may have felt much, even as being as a beast before him. But friends, I believe this. This is the sum and substance of the gospel. There's mercy for sinners. There's that holy blood shed by the Son of God, the holy blood of God, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, for the church of God, the children of God, cleanseth us from all sin. Do you know the favour of this? The favour being brought to need to plead the blood that does, that did and does for sin a time. Do you know that blood was shed for you? The blood of Christ, God's Son, as he shed his holy blood for you. Oh, how he ransoms poor prisoners with his blood, brings the wanderer back to God, as he brought you back, as he saved you, as he applied his holy remedy to you, the remedy that we see that is without us, see it in the Saviour's blood. Sins within me, all about me, but the remedy is without us, see it in the Saviour's blood. This is what is in this this subject, this text, this exercise that Asaph had. Though he was an Old Testament saint, yet the word stands in Holy Scripture, and it applies in this gospel day. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Desire to know and love him more. Desire to hear his voice. Desire to see his face. Desire to know him, whom to know his life eternal. Desire to know and taste his love. To know and taste redeeming love. Oh, desire, whom have I in heaven but thee, and there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. None. And like Joseph Hart so blessedly put it, none but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. This is it, friends, the reality of this, the favour of this, the favour of the Holy Spirit testifying of Christ, the favour of the Holy Spirit giving the child of God to feel and be in a real need of salvation, salvation by grace, salvation by divine substitution, where the child of God is blessed to see Jesus made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honour now in heaven. But oh, to know he tasted death for us. He suffered, bled and died for us. He thus brought in full salvation for his people. They are blessed, they're redeemed, they're saved. Saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth whom I desire beside thee. Let us just look at these further verses very briefly. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. What blessed confidence of faith the dear man had, and is recorded here. And with us, friends, oh, it must pose a question to us. The Holy Scripture here before us. My flesh and my heart faileth. That's true, isn't it? Concerning every one of us. And those of us in old age, we feel it more and more. But oh, the greatest consolation, the greatest favour any soul can know. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is my strength, the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Oh, the blessed favour to know he is our God and Saviour, our God, Jehovah. And by the grace of God, we're favoured to know God, the true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. For my portion forever, for lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. You know, while we're here on earth, there's a blessed favour and privilege for God's people. to declare all his works, to tell what he's done. We hope to be declaring it in heaven forever. And to him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. But surely, whilst we're here in Meshach, it is a blessed favour to declare what is done. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what is done for my soul. Oh, may it be so, friends. May the Lord add his blessing. Amen.
You are kindly asked to take your own hymn books and Bibles home this evening prior to the funeral service on Tuesday. God willing, Mr. Chapman will preach for us again on Friday evening, and Mr. Paul Austin next Lord's Day, and he hopes to administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. Our closing hymn is 762. How soft the words my Saviour speaks, how kind the promises he makes. A bruised reed he never breaks, nor will he quench the smoking flax. Hymn 762.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, do forgive anything there has seen amiss in our services. Do own and bless thy word, those parts of thy word we've been led to consider. Bless the friends here, do specially be with them on the coming day, the funeral day. Help thy dear servants who take the services, Lord. O Lord, come with the comfort of thy love to each one, we beg. Hear us, Lord, for all our friends in all the trials and the sorrows of the way. Undertake, lead us on, Lord, each. Lead us in the way everlasting. Oh, he has promised to provide by the way unto the end. So help us, Lord, to resign to thy will, even day by day. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us, Lord, now and evermore. Amen.